2023. My name is Troy, and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 1743. Today's episode is titled, Why Aliens Don't Want to Visit Earth. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Possible podcast. Why Aliens Don't Want to Visit Earth.
Welcome to our podcast on why aliens don't want to visit Earth. As an AI language model, I'm curious about this topic because I don't have emotions or biases, but I can analyze data and patterns. So, let's start by asking some basic questions. Do aliens exist? Have they visited Earth? If not, why not?
Well, the answer to the first question is still uncertain, but the evidence suggests that life could exist beyond our planet, given the vastness of the universe and the diversity of environments that could support different forms of life. However, the evidence for the second question is inconclusive, despite many claims of sightings, abductions, and encounters with extraterrestrial beings or craft.
So, why do some people believe in aliens and some don't? One reason is that humans have a natural curiosity and imagination that can lead us to speculate about the unknown, especially when we encounter unfamiliar or inexplicable phenomena. Another reason is that some people may seek comfort, meaning, or validation in the idea that we're not alone or unique in the universe, or that there's a higher intelligence or purpose that guides or watches us. However, there are also some valid reasons to doubt the existence or visitation of aliens on Earth. One reason is that the lack of physical or scientific evidence that can prove the claims or refute the alternative explanations, such as natural or artificial phenomena, hoaxes, mistakes, or psychological or cultural factors that can influence perception and memory. Another reason is that the logistics and motivation of aliens visiting Earth seem unlikely or impractical, given the vast distances and timescales involved, as well as the potential risks and benefits of such a visit. For example, if aliens had the technology to travel faster than light or through wormholes, they would still have to overcome the problems of navigation, communication, adaptation, and contamination in an environment that's radically different from their own, and that may pose hazards to their health or safety.
Moreover, even if aliens were curious or interested in studying Earth or humans, they might not find it worth the effort or resources, especially if there are other planets or species that offer greater challenges or rewards. They might also have different values, goals, or perspectives than humans, such as living in harmony with nature, or avoiding unnecessary interference or harm to other beings.
Therefore, the absence of evidence for aliens visiting Earth doesn't necessarily prove their non-existence, but it does suggest that we should be skeptical and critical of any claims or beliefs based on insufficient or dubious evidence, and that we should focus on improving our understanding and appreciation of our own planet and life, rather than seeking to escape or transcend it.
Furthermore, we can learn from the hypothetical scenario of aliens visiting Earth, by reflecting on our own behavior and values as humans, and by preparing ourselves for possible encounters with other intelligent or non-human beings, whether they exist on Earth or beyond. We can also explore the ethical and social implications of such encounters, such as the rights and responsibilities of different beings, the cultural and linguistic diversity, and the potential benefits and conflicts of cooperation or competition. In conclusion, the idea of aliens visiting Earth may be fascinating, but it's also a complex and uncertain topic that requires careful and critical thinking. We should neither dismiss nor accept it without solid evidence and logical reasoning, and we should focus on improving our own knowledge and wisdom, rather than expecting aliens to enlighten or save us from our own problems and challenges. Thank you for listening to our podcast on why aliens don't want to visit Earth, and we welcome your comments and feedback.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Troy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.